I'm Ashley Banfield in for Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 podcast. Temperatures plunge and the debate heats up over physical fitness requirements for female Marines. Let's get started. Take a look outside the 360 World Headquarters high above Columbus Circle in Manhattan, and the sign says it all. Look closely as we focus in. Yowza. Yep, 13 Fahrenheit, but it's dropping like a rock. It's going to be 1 degree later tonight, and that is downright toasty compared to some other places around the country. In Boston, they're expecting 6 below zero, and that doesn't even factor in the wind chill, the frosty second act of a storm that's already cost about a dozen people their lives. More from 360's Gary Tuchman.
It's not just the snow. It's not just the extreme cold. It's the snow combined with the extreme cold.
Oh, man, it's nasty out here. Very nasty. If I could have stayed home, I would have stayed home.
And in the east, the Midwest, the upper Midwest, and the plains, gale force winds were added to the mix.
Everywhere, it's treacherous.
In the New York metropolitan area, portions of the Long Island Expressway and New York State Thruway were shut down for hours by the governor.
There's one thing that we have learned from Superstorm Sandy is that we can never be too prepared.
Drivers on other roads had some white-knuckle experiences.
They're doing not too bad with the roads on the main roads, but the side roads are just horrible.
In New Jersey, a passenger bus slammed into a building.
I heard a loud boom. So I know they were cleaning the streets, so I thought it was a dump truck or one of the salt trucks with the plow falling, and then I hear loud screams.
Fortunately, nobody was seriously hurt. There have been more accidents than anyone can keep track of. A school bus slid off the hill and into a ditch in Springfield, Missouri. Cars overturned on roads in Vermont. And this tractor-trailer jackknifed near St. Louis in Eureka, Missouri, severely tying up traffic on the snowy interstate. In New York City, more than 2,400 plows and salt trucks hit the streets. And there was grave concern over the plight of the homeless. The new mayor of New York City was shoveling snow in front of his modest home in Brooklyn.
I want to encourage a lot of thoughtful questions during this session.
Later, Mayor Bill de Blasio did take thoughtful questions and gave his answers.
If you do not need to travel today, please stay home.
Farther north in the Boston area, even more snow and more cold led to misery and led to evacuations in coastal areas. The town of Scituate, south of Boston, looked like the North Pole. So did another New England coastal community, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, where drivers were going to a local garage for jump starts.
That's the first time I've ever had to jump start it. It's the coldest it's been, I think.
In the small town of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, south of Omaha, a building housing multiple businesses caught fire. It was so cold, the water from the fire hoses froze instantly.
Our main concern right now is with the water flow and slips and falls, because everything's instantly turning into ice right on the sidewalk.
Airports all over the country have been affected, with more than 2,400 flights canceled on Friday alone. Thousands of people camped out in terminals, including these soldiers at LaGuardia Airport trying to get back to Virginia.
So we're trying to get there as soon as possible.
For some, though, the weather was an excuse to have some fun. And this family in Maine took boiling water and made it become snow.
Here we go.
Snow!
And there's more where that came from, because another storm and even colder weather is on its way. Gary Tuchman, CNN.